Good. Good.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet. Hello there, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Football Manager Therapy. I am your host, Rich Owens, and before we continue, does anybody have any problems with the seating arrangements, or are you all happy now?
Yeah, good. Pretty good.
Okay. We've had trucks and thumbs up, which work brilliantly on a predominantly audio podcast. Hi, everybody. The whole FM team is here. Kev is here. Oh, Jeb's here. Callum's here. I'm here. Together, we're back. It's been 2 weeks.
Oof.
It's been 2 weeks since we last recorded a podcast, just because of life and everything else that's been going on around it. So it's lovely to be back. Kev, how are
Rich.
You?
I'm good. I'm really happy to be here. What a fantastic thing. All four of us on the same podcast at the same time. Lovely stuff. Yeah, really happy to be back. It's been weird over the last couple of weeks not being able to put an episode out. Haven't enjoyed that much at all, but yeah. Off we go again. Do we actually remember how to do this?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think we're just going to talk, and after about an hour or so, I'll say that feels like a podcast. We'll all agree, and then we'll all just call it there. So,
but that is how we always do this.
That's the format. That's the format. Tried and tested. It works. It works brilliantly. It works brilliantly. Kev, it's a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to spending my time with you. Hi, Jeb. How are you, buddy?
Yeah. Of you, Rich. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but hi.
I mean, yeah, good.
What's going on?
Podcast. Also, I don't know if you. We'll probably go into it later. I don't know if you wrote to Legends. No, I did my wave bit at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait for 2 minutes because they didn't transfer me off long enough. Just like.
Well, I mean, you are well rehearsed at it, so it's, you know,
yeah, just a bit too long. So I'm going to start with like 10 minutes. When I get bored, I'm just going to start waving.
But if you see Jeb in the next couple of weeks, he's got one massive arm. That's for why.
That's why. Yeah. Move on.
That's why. Callum. Hi, Callum.
Good one.
That was good.
I am back. Thank you. I am back. It's been a while. Who knew? Who knew having a child would interrupt so much? It's ridiculous, isn't it? But no, it is a pleasure. It's always strange not being on and it coming round. And every week it's sort of being announced as, oh, it's 3/4 of the FM team are here. And I always know it's always me who's not here. And I think probably it's become an air of inevitability that each week now, it's almost like I'm not on the podcast. They were all on a panel and all sorts this week to do with Road to Legends. I wasn't even invited because I'm not involved in FMT anymore. Couldn't believe it. It's the FMT RTL. It's a lot of abbreviations. And I wasn't even there. You know, that's how out of the loop I am. But no, it's a pleasure to be back and popping into each of your various chats. I hugged Jeb last weekend. Literally, we hugged. So,
wow.
You know, it is all happening.
That was a physical event. That wasn't while I was streaming because that would have been really weird. That,
right. It would have
really
but
weird.
Then, but then I could have just come round. And anyway, that's a different kind of stream, isn't it? And yeah, no, but I'm great. I'm great. Thanks, Rich. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Actually, I'm now just really invested in the idea of you hugging Jeb midstream, like crawling out of his laptop screen behind him like the girl from The Ring, and then just giving him a little cuddle and then just backing like all the way back in. Oh, that'd be lovely. That'd be lovely.
It could probably be arranged. Right. Jeb's very good at special effects and stuff, so. Mm-hmm.
I think we can make it happen.
Just
I think
everybody that's watching the YouTube version of this, make sure you're watching Jeb's little monitor behind him all the time, because you never know what might crawl out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a cat there that might, who knows?
Yep. It's a real cat. He's just in there. I don't know how he's got in there.
Stuck.
He's just stuck. He can't get out.
You shouldn't have raised that.
Yeah, I know. That's all Jeb's going to be. Jeb's just not going to talk for the next 15 minutes now. Going to find an image of me walking or something like a monster.
Yeah.
I'll send you one.
That's it. Yeah. I can now just envision Jeb's Google searches. Just laptop haunted? Question mark.
No, it's just Kev. It's just Rich when he decided to shave his head.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear.
Good.
If you are not watching the YouTube version, we're so sorry, but you should be, for goodness sake.
Just don't. Just don't. I'm being bullied. Being hideously bullied.
I'm an absolute good mess, and we've only been going for like 3 minutes. It's ridiculous. For goodness sake.
Oh, should we try and get it back on the rails? I think it's probably the thing to do, isn't it? Now, in terms of what we're going to do today, fellas, I feel like because we've had a couple of weeks off, we haven't been around for the last couple of weeks, that means that there would have been time to, you know, meticulously plan out an episode, come up with something exciting and new as a, you know, as a celebration of us being back.
Okay.
And that's not what I've done. Oh. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. Because if there's one thing that I enjoy, it's repetition. Repetition is great, right, and it makes me feel safe and it makes me feel comfortable. And that's enough. That's just a different thing altogether, isn't it? But I like a bit of repetition. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring back one of my favorite FMTs. And we're going to play a game today, the four of us. We're going to play a little game together. And then the winner of our game is going to be decided by you, the audience. We are going to play Ledley Kings League 2 Electric Boogaloo. Hooray. It's fun to do, fun to say.
Rich, I'm quite pleased about that. For a minute with the repetition, I thought we were all going to have to recount what our FM23 saves were.
Slough! I did Slough! Easy.
I feel like it was... I know, you're misremembering. I feel like I did Slough. I feel like you're misremembering, Callum.
In a lot of ways, we all did Slough.
We all definitely did.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, we all experienced Slough together. Physically, emotionally, mostly physically.
Mostly.
We were literally
the time it's had by all. So if you are unfamiliar with the format of Ledley Kings League and what we did last time around, inspired by Gerard Piqué's Kings League in that there Spain, we took it in turns to draft our perfect Spanish six-a-side football teams. The rules were you had to have three current footballers who have at some point played in Spain during their career. You could choose two retired footballers who at some point had played in Spain during their career. And then you got to pick a wild card, which could be literally anybody or anything to do whatever you want on the football pitch for you. That's what we did. We had a lovely time doing it. I had Danny DeVito in goal. That's all I can remember. And I feel like that's all we need to remember. It was great. We had great fun. We're going to do it again, but we're putting a couple of caveats. We're changing a few things. We're changing a few things, fellas. So the first change this time is that we're not doing Spain again. Spain has been done. I'm bored of it. I'm finished with it. It can go away.
Is that in general terms?
Just in general.
Okay. Spain. Right.
So fix up. No,
awkward. Okay.
And I love tapas. No, what we do? It's brilliant. Oh, sharing just loads of little plates of food instead of one big plate of food. What a treat for everybody involved. Just pick a meal and stick to it. Paella is nice, though. I like paella. That's nice.
Anything else, Rich, that you like from Spain?
Sun?
No.
You like the sun?
It's not very good. I could do without the sun. When I shave my head like I have in the background, I burn to a crisp. No, basically just paella, as it turns out. And Carlos Poyle. I like Carlos Poyle as well.
Okay.
That's three things.
Anyway, that ends the travel feature of this week's episode. Italy, we're doing Serie A this time around. Hooray, Serie A, because Serie A is fun. So we're going to do Serie A. The only other caveat this time is that we're not allowed to duplicate players. Ooh. So we're going to take it in turns to pick a player each. And
so you can't have six Danny DeVitos then?
Can't have six DeVits. Can't have six DeVits. Okay.
Shot yourself in the foot there.
Yep.
If and when I pick Danny DeVito, none of you can pick Danny DeVito. So,
unless I get there first.
Yeah, hopefully Kev gets in there early doors. So we're going to take it in turns. You can go any order of positions you like. You can play any formation you like. And then once we've all picked our six-a-side teams, we're going to put some polls out on Twitter, on Spotify. You can vote and tell us who you think has picked the best six-a-side team made up of past and present Serie A players. Sound good? It sounds like something, doesn't it? Now, I was worrying about how to pick who got to pick first, because obviously whoever goes first has a bit of an advantage. And then Callum called dibs.
I sure did. And that's how it works in life.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. them's the rules, unfortunately. So I suppose on that basis, Callum, we'll let you pick first, mate. So who's going to be the first player in your past and present Serie A six-a-side team?
Well, I feel in a six-a-side team, I enjoy playing six-a-side, actually. It's arguably better than 11-a-side in a lot of ways. You need a linchpin who's going to be your playmaker. The one who you can give the ball to all day long and he's just going to pick passes. And there's only one player that comes to mind, surely, when you talk about Italy. He's a beautiful man. He's now a manager, so he is not one of my current players. And his name is Andrea Pirlo.
Oof.
And Pirlo will be my first selection in there. And I was very worried because I had no alternative to Pirlo. Without him, I have no team. So he is basically my entire midfield in my formation. But yeah, he's my first choice, Andrea Pirlo.
It was inevitable, really, wasn't it, that Pirlo was going to pop up quite early on into this. First pick, it makes complete sense. He's gorgeous. He's really, really good at passing. And the day of World Cup finals, he sat around playing Pro Evo in the morning, according to his autobiography. So what a man. What a man. It's a solid first pick. It's a very, very solid first pick. And I'm slightly annoyed that you've taken him, because I think we were all probably going to try and fit him in some capacity.
Oh, here we go. Sure. Well, I don't want Pirlo. Pathetic.
Don't need him. It's such a small space. Who can't pass the ball when you're a professional footballer? Doesn't matter.
I've seen plenty of them, Kev. I've seen plenty of them in my time.
I won't say anything to that.
Hey, hello, my Road to Legends midfield from this week. Anyway, Jeb, who would you like as your first choice of footballer, past or present, from Serie A?
I'm going to the past. Are you familiar with Badon Diolo?
Bless you.
Definitely.
But for people who aren't, Jeb, obviously let them know, Jeb. So if you could explain a little bit further.
It's the golden bin. It's for the worst player in Serie A. And I think this is harshly done, because this is the best player on the aforementioned Pro Evo 5. It's Adriano. He won it 3 times.
Just wow.
How unimpressive he was in real life compared to what he was on Pro Evo. He won it twice with Inter and once with Roma. Had a bit of a temper on him as well, which will be an ongoing theme. I mean, that's how we're going to go. I'm going for the five-a-side team that's basically another one that you never want to play. Or six. Yeah, mm-hmm. Another six, but, you know. It doesn't work. I don't understand. I've never played six aside.
It's great. Right. It's so much better than five. Yeah, exactly. It's bigger pitch.
Yeah, is it?
It's one less good than seven.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good maths.
I like it. I like eight aside. Right. Anyway. Not yeah, good. So Adriano, yeah, he could hit a shot. He was like the pretender to real Ronaldo. And then later Ronaldinho and various other strikers that they had. He just never really broke through into that squad. But Pro Evo was amazing. So I'm going to go based off that. And then his temper was sometimes phenomenal as well. He got sent off a fair few times. And to win something like the Golden Bin, and people to keep signing him as well, the fact that Roma signed him and he played five lackluster games for them, did nothing surprisingly. He's my pick because great player.
I rate it very, very highly. It seems to be like a really weird like Serie A career tradition, doesn't it? Like you play for one of the bigger teams and then your career starts to decline and then another big Italian club will just pick you up and you'll play 4 games for them. And then you just leave under a cloud. Like it happened to Real Ronaldo, like AC Milan. They just picked him up. He was like, yeah, he's past his best. His knees have gone. He's put on about 4 stone. Like, yeah, we'll sign him and we'll pay him 100 grand a week. And he'll play about 6 games for us. And then that'll be that. That's how I want to end my career. Ideally at AC Milan. That would be if they are watching. Hello, AC Milan. I'm available, just so you know. Love Italy. Love Italy. Kev, who's your first pick, pal?
So we seem to be going legends. So I'm going to continue the trend and go with one of my two legends of the game. There is one particular player that in my younger days, if I could have chosen anybody from anywhere and bought in preferably to Manchester United, but overall the Premier League or the top English league, it would have been this guy. I'm an absolute stan for Paolo Maldini.
Darn it!
Absolutely love this guy. He had everything. He could play central defence, left fullback. He had height and size. He had a decent touch on the ball. He was a threat in both boxes here and there. Just generally, really fantastic defender. And the fact that he could cover a couple of different roles was key. But yeah, I have always been an absolute stan for Paolo Maldini, one of my favourite ever players. And I'm so disappointed that we never got to see him play in English football, because I still think he would have been incredible. But for what he did in Serie A, top of the pile for me. I want Maldini, please.
You can begrudgingly have him, Kev.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to go for somebody else as your first pick. And then I was sat here smug thinking, I get Paolo Maldini. and now you've started. But he is. Is Paolo Maldini the greatest defender of all time? And if he isn't, who is?
Up there. Jimmy, I mean, there's a few, aren't there? Who did you say?
Jimmy Traore. Champions.
Oh, yeah. Naturally. Traore. I mean, that goes, you know, that's beyond question, isn't it, ultimately? He's certainly up there.
I think he is. I'm going to make a very bold life. I think he is. He's so good. Absolutely phenomenal. Did it all. Never, players, you know, you'll see players decline as their career starts to wind up, but he was just as good at the end of his career as he was at the start of it. Just as good, just as effective. Like, read the game like nobody else. Didn't need to be lightning fast, because he just knew exactly what was about to happen. And he was also very handsome, which helps tremendously. You know, just get lost in those eyes. Yeah.
Good head of hair. Goodness. You know, it's important.
Great head of hair on him. Absolutely phenomenal head of hair on him. Oh, hate him. Hate him. Tall, clever, hair. I'll take it all back. He's like my least favourite person ever.
It's the trifecta.
Just the absolute,
tall,
honestly,
clever and hair.
It's all I look for in a person. If I meet somebody who's tall and hirsute, I'm like, wow, you're my new hero. Just tell me what to do. I'm really annoyed Maldini's gone.
Sorry about that, Rich.
It is what it is. I'm going to consult the back of my envelope and just double check who I... okay. All right. Well, because everybody's gone past, I feel like I'm going to have to do it as well. I'm going to go for the player that I thought you were going to pick, Kev.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm going to have somebody...
I'll tell you whether they're on my list or not.
I'll be shocked if they're not. I'll be very, very shocked if they're not. Because I now need somebody to run my midfield, because Callum's taken Pirlo. I'll take, you know, the best alternative too. And that's going to be Zinedine Zidane.
Yep, wasn't on my list.
Really?
Nope.
Didn't have Zidane. Have Pirlo, didn't have Zidane.
Nope.
Wow.
Different type of midfield for me, you see, in this kind of environment. Don't need a player that can spray the ball around. Everybody can do it. It's a short pitch. Need something else.
See, I want Zinedine Zidane. I want somebody who can pass, shoot, dribble, and just headbutt people. That's another metric that I like to measure my players against, ability to headbutt. So yeah, I'm going to take Zinedine Zidane, and he's just going to just tap dance, literally, in tap shoes, a la Michael Flatley, around the midfield, and occasionally make passes. And I'm very, very excited. I give confusing instructions. I'm going to pretend it's the language barrier, but realistically, I just want to see him boogie. Callum, who would you like for pick number two, pal?
Well, my players aren't going to be wearing tap shoes, so we're already going to beat Rich's team. So that's a good start. I'm going to stick... This might not be a predictable one, actually. I'm going to stick with the case of the Hansons, because I feel like, ultimately, if we can't win on the pitch, at least if we go, have you seen that team? Woohoo! And that is Olivier Giroud, because I just feel like he would be hilarious playing in a six-a-side, because if you look at his goal reel, in 20 or 30 years' time, people will look at Olivier Giroud and think he was potentially the best player of all time. With some of the goals he scored, they are outrageous. And I think in a six-a-side format, he's big, he's tall. We don't necessarily need the aerial threat in six-a-side. You're not going to be whipping in many crosses, but he does have that ability with his feet. And I think Giroud, despite being incredibly handsome, is also an excellent footballer. So I'm going to go Olivier Giroud.
Solid. Very, very solid pick. I think in a six-a-side format as well, he's capable of some absolutely outrageous things, is Olivier Giroud. And the fact that if you look at the fact that he's France's all-time top goal scorer as well, just is nothing short of, because some of the striking talent that France has had over the, especially the fact that he outscored Thierry Henry at international level is just mind-boggling.
I think he's really underrated in a real weird way. I think Giroud isn't rated as highly as he probably should be, especially like what he has done in football and who he's played for and stuff. He's genuinely had a really impressive career that's sort of in a weird way gone under the radar in some senses.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Agreed. Absolutely. I think if he had like the pace of like an Henri or an Mbappe, I think then he would have just been lauded as one of the best to ever have done it. But because he was bigger and a bit slower, I just think, like I said, I think that's part of the reason. I don't think he hit all the physical attributes that people look for when they look at the best players in the world. But stunning. Absolutely, isn't he? Oh God, he's handsome. Again, he's tall. He's tall. Got hair. Like, yep. I'm in. I'm fully invested in Olivier Giroud. That's a very, very good second pick. I'll take. Yeah. Well done. Begrudgingly. Thanks. Good. Jeb, who's your second very, very angry human being that you'd like to be on your six-side team?
Well, this guy does unbelievable things as well, and it's always, always entertaining. It's Mario Balotelli.
Yes.
You want someone to spice it up. You want, I mean, even when they handed out bibs, he won't be able to put a bib on properly. It's exactly who I want to go alongside Adriano up front with all the other four strikers that I picked as well. But yeah, Balotelli is definitely the one for me. I'm sure he won't have like a little petulant strop if the referee says something to him or anything like that, or he won't walk off. He'll just be nice and level down the line, the tackle. He can score a goal, though. He can score a goal. He might not assist. Famously, he had one assist in the Premier League. It was quite a big one. But, yeah. But, you know, I think it will work quite nicely. And then afterwards, we can have a nice firework display where we've won it all. Or before. Or in the changing rooms. Either one. It doesn't matter where. It's up to Mario.
You know what?
He can do what he wants.
During. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. That's...
There you go.
Just plant them in like Pirlo socks as he runs past him.
There you go. See, just little bangers in his socks. Just light the fuse. Just like white. There you go. He's the Italian footballing Wile E. Coyote. That's what we've essentially established here, isn't it? I like Mario Balotelli. I've got a soft spot for Mario. He's still playing as well, isn't he? So he's a current player.
Yeah, he's a current player.
He's still kicking around as well. Yeah, I've got a soft spot for Mario Balotelli. I think the fact that when you see typically very, very grumpy, especially as he's got older, Jose Mourinho, like when he talks about former players, like there's that wonderful story when he was at Inter and, you know, he's everyone was injured. Like, you know, he didn't have any strikers. Balotelli was the only fit striker that he had at the club. And then like he picked up a yellow card at like the 44th minute. And he said his half-time team talk was like 15 minutes just sitting next to Mario Balotelli and going, Mario, don't do anything stupid. Yep. Don't do anything stupid. You're my only striker. Do not do anything stupid. Don't dive in for loose balls. Don't argue with the referee. Don't let people wind you. Just walk away from everything. Please. I need you to stay on the pitch. He's like 46th minute, first minute back off. Yellow card, get sent off straight away. But Mourinho, that's just Mario. Like, if that was anybody else, he'd be like, that person, I've just sent horses' heads to their families every week since. It was 20 years ago, so I haven't forgiven him. And I hope he gets injured tomorrow. But he just had that little soft spot for Mario Balotelli. And you kind of have to love that about him. Kev. Go on, who else are you going to steal off my list?
Well, I'm probably not, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my first midfielder in. And whereas you guys have specifically gone for the likes of Zidane and Pirlo, I feel we need a different type of player in there. A fantastic player nonetheless, and a current player. And I'm going SMS. Sergei Milinkovic-Savage. Bit of a big bloke. There's a theme in my side. There's a bit of height and a bit of power in there. Got a fantastic engine to do some defensive work, but some offensive work as well. Links up the play. Can be a threat in both boxes that's necessary. And I think all round, he can be a bit of a brute in an exercise game. So I'm going for Sergei Milinkovic-Savic.
That's a very solid midfield pick, I think, Kev. Yeah, you can't really fault him, can you? He does everything really, really, really well. The fact that, you know, if you start up an older FM save, if he's not playing for one of the world's biggest clubs within a couple of seasons, something's probably gone wrong with your save. Just turns up everywhere. It's so good. So good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolute unit. Yeah, I like Milinkovic-Savic a lot. Didn't make my list, because I didn't think of him, if I'm completely honest with you. But if I had thought of him, straight in there. I'm gonna follow suit. I'm gonna go for a current player, and I'm gonna finish my midfield because I'm gonna play a two-man midfield. And next to Zinedine Zidane, I want somebody who's gonna do the dirty work. I want somebody who's gonna be petulant all over the place. With the ability to, because it's a six-a-side pitch, if you spot the keeper just off his line or just slightly out of position, somebody you can just drill one from 20-odd yards and it's probably going to go in anyway. A current footballer who I thought had retired until I checked about 5 minutes before we all met up to record this week's podcast, still playing, but is currently playing in Indonesia next to Zinedine Zidane, I'm going to have Rajan Angolan. Very, very small, very, very angry, very, very Belgian. He used to have like a really weird little bleach blonde mohawk, always looked really, really weird. And I think my favourite thing about his Wikipedia article is when you look him up and look at his career, it's got, turned up, played for Roma, did quite well, went on loan to some other clubs, did quite well. Right down the bottom, it's like, massive controversies. He was a chain smoker. He smoked cigarettes. How dare he? And it made everyone really, really angry. But I just really like the fact that I've got, arguably the greatest French midfielder of all time, and then just a small, angry, chain-smoking Belgian next to him. I think that's classic six-a-side, that is. That's Sunday League at its best. You've got your pristine, role model footballer, and then just the small little angry hungover man smoking a rollie on the sidelines ready to come on. So Nangolan is the one for me. And I'm very happy with it. Good. Look at that midfield. Zidane, Nangolan. Can't fault it. Callum, who have you got third, pal?
I'm really confused by this game. Okay, so we are allowed to choose any players in the world, any players who've played in Italy for one season. That's a lot of players. And Balotelli and Nangolan have just been chosen. Now, SMS, I'll let slide. I think he's quite good. But the other two, what is going on? I
mean, they don't want to win. It's fine.
They don't want to win. They've already lost, Kev. It's me against you now.
Balotelli totally. You want a treble with Inter. Yeah. No, rubbish.
And it was all on him. It was all on Balotelli. That year, they all went, without Mario, we never would have won this treble. Anyway, let's move on. And to be clear, I've said all this, gearing myself up as if I've got a good pick. I'm not sure this is the best pick in the world, but it's quite an FMT pick, so I'm going to pick him. Now, there's been a rivalry raging on in FMT for a while, since we did that Chelsea save between a certain Romelu Lukaku and Victor Osimhen. Who are both players who've played in Italy and both eligible to be chosen. Now, being an Evertonian, I have a soft spot for Big Rom. And I also am left-footed and I used to play up front. So there's a link there. And I've, basically what I'm trying to say is I am very similar to Romelu Lukaku in a lot of ways. I'm just not Belgian. So basically the only way for me to get myself within this team, because I've never played a season in Italy, unfortunately, was to choose Romelu Lukaku. So I'm going for the two-pronged attack in a six-a-side team of two arguably strikers who don't work very hard. But Oliver Giroud and Lukaku will be playing up front for me in my side. With Pirlo, because Pirlo can do everything. That's my theory. That's why I had to choose Pirlo. Pirlo does everything, and those two are just going to stand there and put the ball in the back of the net.
I think that's a terrible pick.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Let's just move on, shall we? Let's move on.
3-1.
Wow. Wow, yeah, glad Callum's back this week. God. Well, good. Good. Wasted a pick. That's fair enough. Jeb, who's your third pick? It can't be Lukaku.
No, we probably need someone to be a calming influence on the team, don't we? Just to
oh dear.
Because we really need to just level everyone out. Be really nice. Antonio Cassano is my next pick. Antonio Cassano, who said to Luciano Spalletti, "You're not coaching those useless players you had at Udinese. This isn't your house. This is my house."
Wow.
He threw his shirt at a referee. He punched the Lippi's son in a nightclub. Just perfect. Quite a good striker, to be fair. He was really good, but he just honestly is. I forgot he played for Real Madrid. I completely forgot he had a season there. That went really well for him. I think he was under Capello, wasn't he? And he called Capello a piece of S and said he's more fake than Monopoly money. But yeah, Cassano to go alongside Balotelli and Adriano up front.
Who's defending in your team? Well, you're supposed to make a six society. It's not choose all the strikers. You've made a mockery of this, Jeb. You've made a mockery of it. You know you have. Oh, I'm trying to be funny. This is ridiculous, Jeb. I'm not for funny. Half four this morning, Jeb. I was making this team. Half four. What's the point? What's the point in all this? Put me on your team. I'm angry as well. Oh, my goodness.
I've got three angry players. This is how five-a-side works. Nobody wants to defend in five-a-side.
See what you've done, Rich. See what you've done.
This is actually, I needed this. Thank you. I don't have to. Sometimes you just need to get angry, don't you? Oh, dear.
Sometimes you just need to get it out, pal. Sometimes you just need to get it out.
Yeah. This is the therapy side of the pod. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, five aside.
Just before just Kev, just before we take your third player, mate. Callum,
yes, mate.
Is everything all right at home, bud?
I'm fine. No, I'm all good. I'm all good. You know, just Jeb knows how to push my buttons, I think. And it's been a while. So he's pushing them extra hard. Can't wait for his fourth pick. Can't wait. I might walk out.
I'm enjoying the full reversal of roles here because it used to be me annoyed with Callum. Now it's
changed.
Full circle.
It's seasonal. It's a seasonal thing. By autumn, Jeb, you'll be furious with him again. Kev, yes, who's your third player?
Shall we try and calm this down a little bit?
Shall we?
We can try. So most of my sort of modern day three are players that I've experienced through one form or another on FM and achieved good stuff with as part of the reason that I've chosen them. Not just because I think IRL, they're pretty good players and can do, you know, lots of good things for me, but on FM. And anybody that knows me well enough will know one of the guys that I keep going back to on my drafting when given the opportunity is going to play up front for me, and that is Vlahovic. Because he fits into my big meaty men type of spine that I'm going for. We've got Paolo Maldini at the back, who was a decent size. We've got SMS in midfield that was a decent size and can get about. And Vlahovic up top is another big meaty bloke, but scores goals, can be a presence, can dominate all of these wussy players that Jeb has got that's not angry enough. And I reckon he'll get me some goals in this particular team. So I'm going for Vlahovic.
Can't fault it. Again, it's a very Kev pick,
yep.
Shockingly. What are the chances? Quite high, as it turns out.
He is a major.
He really is.
He's a major.
He really is. He's just a major. He's a major. We've lost Kev.
Saluting the major. Yeah. There you go. He's back.
He's back. It's... But he's gone quiet. Oh no, we've lost Kev's audio.
Oh no,
it's back. Oh, it's back. Don't worry. Don't worry.
We can't hear you, Kev.
Oh, sorry. So that pick is null and void. So Kev has a grayed out player up top. That's unfortunate.
Fair. I can only apologise.
Yeah, I was while you were talking about that, Kev. I was just checking what Brexit Kev is in Italian, just because you know that seems to be the philosophy here. Ironically, it's Brexit Kev, but you just have to do that when you say it. So,
help. Yeah. You know. Absolutely.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Bring it on.
Just a bunch of large gentlemen.
Yes.
The, the United City transfer and policy
still
in
potentially action. There's still potentially one or two more to come.
I am shaken to my core. Danny DeVito wasn't that tall, just so you know, Kev. I feel like I need to balance the equation now.
Go on.
Because Callum has brought up the debate, hasn't he? He's brought it up.
Oh, no. And poor Rich. Have you had to go the other way because you couldn't get your first choice?
That's exactly what's had to happen. Yeah. I've got both of them, Zidane and Nangolan. I mean, but why, idiots for leaving Nangolan. I, because he's better than Lukaku, I'm taking the boy Ocean Man up front.
Oh dear.
He's just not, though, is he? He's just not. No. It's just ridiculous. You just said that and he's fell flat in the podcast. We did the thing you don't do on podcasts, dead air, because we all disagreed. No. Even Jeb, who's fought his corner for ages, couldn't say anything that.
Loved him. Definitely wasn't on my list to spite you.
It's a powerful motivator, isn't it? It is a powerful motivator. I have on my list, on my meticulous notes that I've made, I've got two current players that I was going to put up front, and Ocean Man is one of them. So I'm very, very happy that he's there. Delighted, in fact, some may say. Absolutely delighted. So I'll take him, because I don't care how many goals your fictional Lukaku is going to score for you, Ocean Man's going to score one more. So it's just, these are just facts. Right. These are just facts.
I mean, they're not, are they? It's fiction. It's not real, because you're predicting the future.
This is actually the only part of the podcast where it is completely real.
I'm willing to Google and prove you wrong, but I'm not going to, because I'm better than that. I'm going to move on and choose my next pick. For anyone who was paying any attention, which I can imagine at this point is quite difficult to. I've chosen two strikers so far and a midfielder, and my intention is to pick two defenders now. I'm debating whether to go for my one who's retired or my new one, but I think my new one is less likely to get picked. I think so. I'm going to go for my retired one. And he's only just retired. I actually had to Google it just before. I was like, oh, has he? And he retired last year. So I got away with that one. And I'm following my theme of trying to get myself in this team. Now, I said before I used to play up front and I'm left-footed. I also used to play centre half and I'm left-footed. I'm not Italian and I'm not as big as this man. However, Chiellini was quite a good defender in his time. And I believe he will be integral to this side. Six aside. Now, having played a little bit of it, although it would seem you want these sort of rapid little players, having someone big at the back is horrible to play against. Like, because the pitch is so much smaller. It sounds stupid, but if they stand in front of the goal, it's pretty difficult to get around them. And Chiellini is one of the biggest. He's very big. Last time I checked, I think he's 7'3". So he is about as large. Don't check it. As you can get. So yeah, my next pick is Chiellini.
And thank you for proving my point that bigger, meaty men is going to be important in this one. I appreciate it.
No problem. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Yeah, he is on my list. So thank you for that, Callum. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I was also quite. I couldn't remember if he had retired or not, because I know he started this season, as in like in terms of like European seasons at LAFC, but he's retired now. So I love Chiellini. So good. So good. You know, big meaty man. Absolutely. Absolutely big meaty man. I mean, there's a certain photo of Cristiano Ronaldo with the Chiellini in the background in the dressing rooms where that is proven. My goodness gracious me. You know, doesn't have a 20 tackling for no reason. We'll leave it there. My goodness. He's very, very good at football. Very, very good football. Terrifying as well. Absolutely terrifying. Properly makes me nervous. Not just because of that picture. So yeah, Chiellini's a really, really good pick. Damn you, Callum. Jeb, who's your next angry player that's definitely not going to set Callum off again?
I'm debating. I'm going to between two South Americans here that are currently playing, which is quite handy. But I think I'm going to stick with Gary Medel. because he never got sent off in his career. He's still playing at Vasco da Gama, you check. But yes, he got sent off 19 times, and I think he has aggression 20. So yeah, that's pretty much where that one's going to go. He's going to just sit just behind the front three of Balotelli, Cassano, and Adriano. And it should work quite well, I think.
Absolutely.
I'm actually all right with that because he's not a striker. Yeah, at least you're playing the game now, Jeb.
Well, I'm not really playing the game. He's just going to sit behind and just two-footed tackle anybody that goes past those strikers. Yeah.
Mostly his own players.
Yeah. Just anything that moves. Anything that moves gets snapped by Gary Medel. Is that QPR legend, Gary Medel?
I think he did play for them, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. I think... I'm sure he turned up there at that really.
No, he went to Cardiff, didn't he? He was at Cardiff.
I was Cardiff.
That was it. I thought it was Cardiff.
He had like a season at Cardiff. Pretty sure he got sent off twice or something along those lines as well. Mm. But yes. Yeah. Always loves a two-footed tackle, Gary Medel.
And understandably so. Makes sense. I'd say it's the perfect midfielder for what you're putting together, Jeb. So makes complete sense to me. Kev,
yeah, come on, man. Let's do this.
Is your fourth player going to be very small by any chance?
Not especially so. That may surprise you, but mm-hmm. big unit, mm-hmm. a bit of a Rolls Royce, though. You know, they always describe someone like Rio Ferdinand as that central defender who was really great at doing his job, but also is a bit of a Rolls Royce. And that's what we're going for slightly in this pick. It's one of my legends, and I'm going central midfield with Frank Rijkaard. Big guy, defensively solid, but he's a bit of a Rolls Royce. Just gets about the place, sniffs out danger, sorts it all out. No dramas other than spitting at German players and other bits and pieces that, you know, so he could have fitted in Jeb's side, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, that's who I'm going for. Frank Rijkaard, along with SMS and Vlahovic and Maldini. I think we've got size and we've got a bit of finesse on the ball. It all works pretty well. And I think within the context of AC Milan back in the day with the likes of Hullet and Van Basten, those three with Rijkaard were phenomenal players and really, really set the world alight at that point. And could have picked someone like Hullet as well. I was thinking about it, maybe. But I think Rijkaard, with the balance of what I want, will do a fantastic job for me. Defensively solid. There you go.
There you go. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. The irony is, Kev, is your description of Frank Rijkaard there, basically your logic being, you know, you could have picked somebody like a Ruud Gullit, but you've gone for Frank Rijkaard.
Yep.
My next pick, I was thinking I could have picked a Frank Rijkaard, but I've gone for a Ruud Gullit. Because I've gone for another large Dutch player who could do, realistically, he did a bit of everything during his career. He played at the back, you know, he was, mm-hmm. he played at centre back. He's played as a central midfielder. He's played like behind the striker and did everything very, very well. So I'm going to see your Rijkaard. I'm going to raise you a Ruud Gullit. And that's going to be my second legend. I think that's I've only got no yeah it's my second one, so I've got Zidane as well. Yeah, so he's gonna be my second one, and he's just gonna look, maybe he'll play behind Ocean Man, maybe he'll drop back and defend it six aside. He's going to need to do everything at some point.
Maybe he'll just manage the team instead of you.
Maybe he'll manage the team instead of me. You know, I can manage this team because very much like a Suicide Squad, I've got a little thing in the back of Rajan Angolan's neck. So if he gets a little bit too eggy, I just like flash the detonator to him and he just calms down and starts playing football again. And nobody else is allowed to use it. So that's how I keep my job, threatening and frightening players. Interestingly enough, we're four players in each. We've got two to go and nobody's wildcarded yet. So...
Yeah,
that's how FMT works as well, by the way, guys. Just help.
Yeah, it is.
Help us. Help.
It's the thing in the back of the neck. They can't be helped.
They can't be helped. When I saw Jeb at Insomnia last week and I gave him a little cuddle, I just gave a little tap, just to make sure it's still there. It's still there. Don't tell them. don't tell them. It's just a smarty that I've glued on the back of their neck, but they don't need to know that. They don't need to know. Callum,
I'd have known that. I can smell chocolate a mile away. Come on.
But it's on the back of your neck, Kev. You can never get to it.
Fair.
See, I've thought this through. Callum, player number five, my friend. Who have you got? He's muted himself.
Well, I mean, he is muted. So he
obviously... Great out player for Callum, then. Great out player for Callum.
Yep.
So as I was saying, I'm going to leave my wild card pick to the end because I'd be foolish to. You know, if you pick him now, then my next player could go. No one is going to pick my wild card. I can guarantee you that. So I'm going... what I've really liked is Kev has gone for a lot of players who are sort of like a background of FM around it. And I haven't done that yet. So this one is an FM background kind of player. More based around drafting. This is my last defender that I'm bringing in. So my wild card is a goalkeeper. And my last defender is someone who we have renamed on the playoffs as Barry Bastoni. Because I had a look. I'll be honest with you, Serie A is not really my area of expertise. I don't watch an awful lot of Italian football. So I, as I say, at 4:30 in the morning, had a good old Google about who's good. Typed in good Italian defender. And Bastoni came up. And then I went off and I said, good Italian defender. And I looked at another article and Bastoni came up as well. And I thought, you know what? I know who he is. So my next pick is Smart. Barry Bastoni.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That
makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah, he's big and he's very, very good at football. And I like it. Chiellini and Bastoni.
It's as, a solid bat line.
Defensive pairing. I quite like it. Two left-footed players, though. You've not really thought that through, Callum.
No, I literally, my entire team, other than Pirlo, is left-footed. My entire team. And I've got no issue with it. Because if it's right foot, this is the thing. And I stand up for left-footers here. If it was the other way around, no one would say anything. If it was all right-footers and one left-footer, no one would go, oh, you got too many right-foots in there, but suddenly it's left-foot. You know, the best player of all time is left-footed. Lionel Messi. So, you know.
Barry Bannon. Wow. You stand up for left-footed players, but you don't stand up correctly, do you? Because if you're right-footed, you'd be doing it correctly.
Wow.
Come at me, left-footers. You'll miss. Entirely left-footed team, and you're expecting to win, Callum. That's the ball. It's a bowl.
Rich, you're remembering that I have seen you do a crossbar challenge, and you've just said to me, come at me left-footers, you will miss. And I'll leave it there, Rich, unless you'd like me to post some incriminating videos.
If videos of me being posted and it's me failing at a crossbar challenge, it's the least incriminating video that's out there. So it's all absolutely fine. Yeah. Post them. I was about to say I was the closest to nearly taking somebody out on the day, but that was Armstrong.
Armstrong. It was definitely Armstrong.
Yeah, poor Stu.
Definitely Armstrong. Good. Anyway, what excellent picks you've made there, Callum, and I appreciate you as a podcast co-host and friend. Jeb, pick number five. Who are you going for?
I'm going for somebody based off FM, really good ball playing midfielder, could pass it around, quite elegant and stuff like that. I've not picked him for that at all. We need funding. We need funding for the team as well, just to pay off all these players, to pay off all the expensive habits. You know, fireworks cost money and stuff like that. So Sandro Tonali's my next player. Because he can put a bet on us to win.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that makes complete sense. That makes...
Wait, allegedly. No, it's true.
Just
cover it anyway. Still say allegedly.
It was my favourite bit of news, is just like that he was betting when he was at Newcastle as well. So like he's not learned his lesson in AJ Bull. I'm not allowed to bet. Oh, okay, I'll just go on another site. I'll just bet on there. So. Yeah. No, you can't. No. Yeah, but I'll just go on another site. Yeah, it's fine. I'll just keep betting.
Yeah.
I mean, gambling is an addiction. So let's hope he is getting some help. But honestly... Do your research, Newcastle. Do your research.
Just a very quick Google of the situation. Probably could have solved that one for him. But there we go. See, it makes sense. it makes sense to me. I think it fits in beautifully with the theme of your team, Jeb. So,
yeah, but who's in defence?
We don't need. I've been over this. I don't need defence in five-a-side.
Not going to bite.
Doesn't need defence.
Nope.
Doesn't need defence.
Not going to bite.
I'm just going to wait in case he does bite. Yeah, he's over it.
I'm very tempted.
He's so tempted.
Oh. It was going to be five aside until Osserman went, because I was just going to leave Osserman on the bench.
Can't get on. Yeah. You've just got to watch this very, very short Romelu Lukaku goal compilation. Just from the sidelines on 3G.
Short! Lukaku has scored so many goals, it sticks aside, Jeb!
Oh, good.
We finally won the Lukaku Osimhen debate.
Oh, I can't believe it came to this. Furious. Kev, pick number five for you, please, sir.
So I've been tempted at this point to choose my non-footballer because I feel like I really want them. But I'm going to take a risk and not because I think I'll be okay. So my last current player is the difference maker in my side, in the sense that we've got some big burly blokes all charging about the place being big and burly and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted a little bit of flair and a little bit of trickery in and around them. So I've gone to FM24 and I found my player. And, you know, some of these attributes don't sound amazing, but once you put them all together, I think are pretty spectacular. So we've got 14 crossing, 19 dribbling, 15 finishing, 19 first touch, 16 passing, 18 technique, 17 determination, 19 flair, 15 acceleration. I want Kvaratskhelia because I think in and around all of these big guys that have got height and power and will dominate a lot of the ball physically and not be able to be, you know, the ball won't be taken off of them. I think occasionally you just need that bloke who's going to run and take the ball and jink it around people and cause havoc and tie everybody up in knots. And I think in and amongst my team, Kvaratskhelia is going to do the job for me. And I look forward to watching him play.
I've got no idea why, but I knew you were going to pick him. I just knew you were going to pick him. And I don't know if it's because you can say his name well. I think that might be part of it, Kevin. You just want to show off.
I mean, it's a good name, isn't it?
It is. It's a really good name. I don't know how to say it, but it's a good name.
Spell it.
Again, it's that modern player that I've used a lot in drafts. I love the way that he plays. He can do a lot of very good things very, very well. And I think in and around some big meaty men, this guy is going to be the difference maker. And I can say his name.
And you can say his name. I've just written Kvaradona because it's fundamentally the same thing, isn't it? He's good. Oh, he's good. And it's, yeah, he offsets your team quite nicely, doesn't he? Because he's sport.
Yes, he does.
Quite good. Okay. Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Thank you for giving me that.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I'm now annoyed because, again, I was considering picking him. That's why I've got Kvaradona written down, because it made sense to me. Okay. Well, that's changed my last pick, because realistically speaking, I could get away with another attacking player and let Hullet just try and defend on his own, or I could go for another all-out defender and then wildcard it for the goalkeeper, couldn't I? I'm going to pick a defender. I'm going to try and be sensible, and I'm going to pick a defender. And I was torn between three when I was thinking about modern day Serie A defenders. One of them was Barry Bastoni, because it's Barry Bastoni and he's quite good. And then I'm kind of torn between the other two, who I've got a soft spot for both of them, for different reasons. Mainly one, because I think he's very, very good. One, because I think he's underrated. I'm going to go for the underrated, the more underrated of the two. My other centre back in a six-a-side game of football is going to be current Serie A defender, Chris Smalling. because I really like Chris Smalling. I think Chris Smalling is good at football, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I think Chris Smalling has been very, very good since he went to Roma, and I think I'm going to pick Chris Smalling. It was either him or Fikayo Tomori, but I think Chris Smalling deserves my love and attention more.
Are you sure it's Chris that you want and not his brother Mike, as Louis van Gaal famously called him in a press conference once?
I didn't know Mike Smalling was available. Oh, this changes everything. Right, can we start again? Can we start the recording again? I want Mike Smalling. Damn it. I want Chris Smalling. I think Chris Smalling's really good. I really like Chris Smalling.
But he's doing a good job of convincing yourself.
It's a mad pick.
Keep going. Keep going.
It's not a mad pick.
It is.
It's not a mad pick. It's not a mad pick. It's not a mad pick. I think Chris Smalling's dead good at football. And
you
literally just
said a defender is better than him. Tomori is better than him. You went, I was thinking about it, and I went for the worst one.
I went for the underdog, Callum. I went for the underdog story. When this scrappy team of rejects wins, I'd be like, yeah, this is for you, underdogs everywhere. And they're going to go, thanks, Rich. And I'm going to say, you know what? It's fine. You know, this is just what I do. It's just what I do. So you're welcome, underdogs. And there'll be a parade. And I won't be able to make it.
Yeah, Chris Small is so good, he's only played 7 games this season.
Yeah, so good, he's only played 7 games this season, but loads of games before that. And he was above average in most of them, probably. At least a couple of them. It's all right. I don't know what the agenda is against Chris Smalling and Rajan Angola on this podcast. I really don't. Good. And we'll get to the bottom of it one day.
Okay, then. Good.
Good. At least
I memed my team. You just picked.
Maybe that's the theme of my team. It's a good team. It's a team of players. Go on then, Callum. Show me how to do a wild card pick then, if you're so good at picking pretend.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the example, is it really? I mean, to go for the wild card. Right, so I've been watching a lot of children's films recently, and there's one particular film which I haven't watched in a while and I really enjoyed. For context, my pick is an animal. It is not a human being. I cleared it before the podcast and it was cleared that it doesn't have to be a human being. It is very much a wild card. Now, I was thinking, six-a-side goals, Jeb, are small goals. They're not a full-size goal because there's less pitch, there's less players, so it's a smaller goal. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to choose something that is so large that you cannot actually score. Just by physically sitting in front of the goal, it will block the entire goal. And so for that reason, I have gone from Manny the Mammoth from Ice Age, because I believe that having a mammoth in goal, and that is a literal mammoth, not, you know, I'm not being metaphorical here, you won't be able to score, because if he sits in the space of the goal, you cannot score. So I'm keeping a clean sheet at the very least in every game. Anyway, move on.
Just to summarize, the last hour has been Callum shouting at Jeb for not taking this seriously enough. But no,
it's the wild card pick, Rich.
I'm putting a mammoth in goal.
It's the wild card pick.
Sure. All right, then. I'm going to have Cthulhu. There we go. Let's just do that. Sure.
All those tentacles moving.
Yeah. what you do?
Excuse me, Rich. Can I just read the rules? Yeah. One time masked player. This can be anybody in capitals. Anybody. Doesn't have to be football related. Is Manny the Mammoth anybody?
He's certainly somebody.
Thank you, Kev.
Can make the compelling argument as anything, but yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, you know what, Manny the Mammoth, you're in, and if he does get disqualified, it'll be John Ratzenberger that voiced him.
Just looking at the dictionary, if you look up anybody, it's any person or people.
I literally cleared it before the game. I said, does it have to be a human being? No. Probably, actually. You know, in the preamble.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Right.
Right.
Rich. Is there any way in which we can bribe you to accidentally put Sid the Sloth and that spot instead?
Bribe? As if I've not written that already.
Just
imagine.
Accidentally.
Very small thing. Really small thing from Ice Age. That's what Callum's chosen in goal. Really weird that. Yeah. Jeb, who is your final wild card pick to complete your six-a-side team?
It's WrestleMania weekend. I'm a big fan of the wrestling. Mm-hmm. And actually, this morning it's emerged that something's going to be released on Wednesday, which I don't think we expected to get released. It's the backstage footage of a certain incident at AEW All In. Yeah, CM Punk's my pick because he'd get on with all of them so well and it would go so great. And obviously, he's the best in the world as well. So, you know, we've got everything. And he's going to play up front.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, those team bonding days are going to be something, aren't they?
Wait, who's your goalkeeper?
You don't need it. I've been over this. It's about scoring goals. That's all.
I've got a mammoth thing goal. You're not going to score.
Yeah, yeah. They're just going to kick the living mammoth out of him. That's basically what it's going to be. Man, it's going to be that way. And then Tenali will bribe the ref with all the money that he's made from the betting. Yeah. So it's just going to work really well. But CM Punk is my pick. He's agile. He might have a broken arm, but that's fine. He can just use the cast to beat people out of the way as well. And yeah, they'll all get on. And if they don't get on, we'll just beat everyone up. It's fine. It's all works well.
Or he'll just turn up as part of a different six-a-side team in a couple of weeks' time. And continue doing that forever. CM Punk, or as he's known in a lot of circles, the common denominator. Good, because it's everybody else's fault. Makes complete sense. And we've also learned on the podcast today how mammoths went extinct. It was a Jeb six-a-side team just kicking them. Gary Medel, two-footing Manny the Mammoth repeatedly. Good. I don't need to research that. I feel like that's accurate. Kev.
Yes, mate. How am I supposed to follow this, for goodness sake?
How can any of us, Kev? How can any of us?
See, here's my problem, right? So I knew that my random wild card was going to be my goalkeeper, because apparently we all need a goalkeeper. And I'd got this spiel about this particular person being a large character that was going to be able to cover the net and not concede a goal in the blah-de-blah until Callum put a mammoth in his goal. So it doesn't quite have the same effect anymore. But what I will counter that with, I will say he's Italian, so he's on theme. Mm-hmm. He was a goalkeeper, but not really the thing that he was known for. And he's a really big bloke. I'm putting Luciano Pavarotti in net because nobody's going to score past him. He was a goalkeeper in his former youth days and he's Italian. Come on, that surely gives me the win over a mammoth. There you go.
Wouldn't that just be a coffin in there?
Quite possibly, but half of the really can't run anymore. So, you know.
I mean, if we're going down that wormhole, mammoths are extinct. So,
We know because Gary Medel kicked them all to death. That's what we've learned today. I like that. See, if it's a live Pavarotti, he can sing the pre-match theme as well, can't he? So,
and he was a goalkeeper in his youth.
And he was a goalkeeper.
So, you know.
It's good knowledge.
It's great knowledge.
He's not quite as big as a mammoth, but he was trying.
He was doing his best. He was absolutely doing his best. See, that's it. And you can guarantee if you were to ever sit down and watch, you know, three tenors videotapes with your nan, like that'd all be.
I mean, who hasn't?
Who hasn't? I mean, I'm referencing it because I genuinely that's what I had to do when I was a kid with my nan. My actual nan, not Mike Minion. That's different. But like, yeah, if Pavarotti came up on screen, she'd go, I'll tell you what, he could save a penalty in his day. And I was like, could he? She never said that. Liked it if she did. I would have enjoyed it a lot more if she did. Okay, that makes sense.
Come on, Rich.
Finish it off. Right, so I've got a thought process for my goalkeeper.
Oh, dear.
I've got a thought process because obviously mine is going to be a goalkeeper as well because we were G1.
Is it something weird like a beached Titanic boat or something? Is it 20 million times bigger than a net or something?
It's just an existential crisis because I'm going to put it in front of the goal. Everyone's just going to crumble when they get near it. So my choice of goalkeeper, because let's think about this logically. The process of scoring a goal, the objective is try and kick a ball into a net and there's somebody standing in front of it who's trying to block that shot. So if you're one-on-one with the goalkeeper, your objective is to, you know, kick the ball past the goalkeeper.
True.
I think the most effective way of trying to stop that is not to have a goalkeeper that's going to be good at getting himself in the way of the ball, but by having a goalkeeper that you are objectively going to want to kick the ball at. Like, the opportunity to kick a ball at this person is more exciting to you as a human being than it is trying to kick the ball around them. Okay. So my goalkeeper is going to be James Corden, because I can't think of a person I would rather kick footballs at more than James Corden. And I feel that a lot of people would agree with that. Gavin and Stacey wasn't very good. Sorry, James. Sort your life out. Write better than the program. Gavin and Stacey wasn't very good. You're a terrible late night television host, and the carpool karaoke stunk. So there you go. Come at me, James. And what? Say something.
He might. You never know.
He might. He's, if there's one thing he has on his hands these days, it's time. Soz James. So if you're one-on-one with James Corden, you're going to want to kick a football at him rather than around him. So that's my thought process.
Wow.
I think we've broken Callum today.
I can't believe you've just said that. Callum and Stacey wasn't good.
We're glad that you agree, Callum.
Right. Yeah. I'm out of
there. The only
I'll
good
see you
thing
in 6 weeks.
The only good thing I've ever seen James Corden be part of. There was a short lived. No, I'll die on this hill.
Is it the Cats movie?
No,
that was bad.
A terrible vehicle for Gordon. The Cats movie, terrible. Everyone involved. Idris Elba. What were you thinking, pal? You could have done anything. There was a TV show called The King Is Dead, or some variation of The Something Is Dead. And it was Simon Bird from The Inbetweeners, and it was Nick Mohammed, the comedian, and there was a third host who I can't remember. I feel awful about it. But it was just a very, very silly TV quiz. And they did they had guest panelists on every week, and James Corden was on it once. And they did a bit where the theme of it was that 10 people in America every year are crushed to death by vending machines, and they just got Nick Mohammed and they just like glued loads of packets of crisps to him and then just very, very slowly lowered him down from the ceiling to simulate a falling vending machine where James Corden had to lie underneath him and answer trivia questions. And it was the most compelling 2 minutes of television I've ever watched, and I thought James Corden did brilliantly in it.
Are you sure that's not some form of fever dream?
Now I say it out loud, I feel like it doesn't exist, but if it doesn't exist, hey James, I've got something you can do. Nick Mohammed, and we can make this work. And he sung a little song as he lowered down from the ceiling, and it was very good. I like James Corden in that. That was good. That was good. Good.
Right.
I feel like I need to recap the teams. Again, to try and get this back on the rail.
Before you do, can I just say to all of the viewers and the listeners out there, if you have been affected by anything during this podcast, please feel free to call the free phone number and talk to somebody, because I think we need to.
We're just going to put a phone number at the bottom of the episode. Don't know whose it's going to be, but whoever
James Corden's
phone call. James Corden. James Corden's, yeah. Let's put James Corden's number up. And it's going to be people. It's just going to be Callum calling, apologising. I'm really, James, I'm so sorry for what Rich said about Gavin and Stacey. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to IMDb. Right.
All right, there we go. Because that's all how we knew this week's podcast record was going to end. It's like, no, I'm good. Listen, Rotten Tomatoes think it's actually quite a good show. Imagine. Come on, what's the rating?
8.2 out of 10 in your faces. That's a very good rating. That is a very good rating.
Subjective. Very, very subjective.
I mean, yeah. That is life, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it now appropriate for me to say that I've watched about 20 minutes of it, didn't get on with it, I haven't watched any more of it after that?
Yes, it is, Kev. It's a very poignant time to bring that up.
This is good.
Yeah. So technically 4-4 in aggregate. So we need a decider at some point.
No.
So yeah, Gavin and Stacey having what, an 8.3, is it, on IMDb, just shows that sometimes people make the wrong choices when they're voting for things, doesn't it? Which is what we want you as an audience to do now. Because if you're listening to this podcast, there'll be polls up on Twitch and on Twitter, not Twitch, on Spotify. And on the one, Twitter.
That's definitely the one.
Oh, I'm so tired. Can you tell? There'll be polls up, and we want you to vote for which of these wonderful six-a-side teams that we've crafted this afternoon you think are the best ones. Which one do you think is best? Do you think it's Callum's team, which comprises of Andrea Pirlo, Olivier Giroud, Romelu Romelu Lukaku, Giorgio Chiellini, Barry Bastoni, and I've just written Mammoth from Ice Age.
What a team.
What a team. Jeb's incredibly well-balanced emotionally and physically squad of Adriano, Balotelli, Cassano, Gary Medel, Sandro Tonali, and CM Punk. Kev's team of small and physically unfit players of Paolo Maldini, Sergio Milinkovic-Savic, Vlahovic, Rijkaard, Luciano Pavarotti, and Kovács Kakilia. How was that, by the way, the pronunciation wise?
Getting there.
Hey, I'll take that.
It wasn't really, but it was really just bad. Have to build him up, you know? Just build him up. It's fine.
I feel like I did well.
Good.
The Rich Owen Story, ladies and gentlemen. That's the working title of the autobiography. Or just permanently available. That's James Corden now. He's got nothing going on. Or my team, apart from playing in goal for my six-side team, of Zinedine Zidane, Rajan Angolan, Victor Osimhen, Ruud Gullit, Chris Smalling, and James Corden. The choice is clear, isn't it? The
choice
very clear. Kev's going to win because he always does. Good.
Mammoth in my goal, though.
I mean,
I sort of do.
I think it's me versus Kev, really. I think the poll doesn't need to include you or Kev, Rich. I think it just have me and Kev in there.
Well,
you know, we took it seriously, so that's fine.
Did you? Did you put a mammoth in goal?
Yeah, but you've got to have a little bit of flair, Jeb, you know, not the entire team. You didn't even choose a goalkeeper. Oh, it's happened again.
How's he going to wear the gloves, Callum? How's he going to wear the gloves?
He doesn't need gloves, Rich. He's massive.
Where are you going to get the shin pads from? You've got to wear shin pads in.
End the podcast, Rich. It's fine.
There we go. Right. That very much feels like technically speaking, it doesn't feel like a podcast. That just feels like more of a breakdown of sorts. But it was good though. It was good. We had a good time.
See what happens when you get the four of us together, chat. Yeah. Is this what you really want? Did I call them chat? I mean viewers, whatever. I don't know. I'm a streamer, is what I do. See, I'm all flustered.
Right. Thanks, chat. I'm going to end it now. Right, stick with us. Right, which podcast are we going to raid? Let's find out who's on, shall we? Good. Before we go, on the subject of streaming, because we all do it to varying standards, and that's just a dig at myself, you're brilliant. Callum, you do content-based rap... Slot. You're a slot streamer. Callum, if you're going to be doing some streaming slot this week... spelled slough, though it's pretty weird. It's a Scandinavian club is my understanding. If you're going to be doing some content this week, Callum, where can the people find you doing it?
You can find me over on YCallum on Twitch and YCallum on YouTube as well. Still trying my best to put stuff out on YouTube. The viewership does somewhat drop after a while in a series, it turns out. So if you fancy a new series on YouTube, go over and watch Slough. But yeah, it's very up and down. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But yeah, hopefully see you if I am there.
Lovely. There you go. That I think that's the new slogan for you. Why Callum trying his best?
That's pretty much. Yeah,
that's all people can ask for. All people can ask for. Jeb, Morecambe, going home. These are just words that mean.
Yeah, you are. It's just words.
It's just words. It's just words at this point. Yeah. Why say many word when few word do? Where can people find you, Morecambeing, Jeb?
I don't know if you'll be able to find me more coming, but anyway, twitch.tv/Jebberoo when I do stream. Yeah, there.
Good, good. Kev, Mr. Back-to-Back Promotion.
Well, I mean, you know, that is a rumour that's going around, for goodness sake. Because these guys are not particularly putting themselves up enough and you know, put enough oomph behind the selling of themselves, I'll go and say, check them all out. They're actually really good at streaming. They do enjoy it, really. Please go and have a good old laugh with them whenever they do stream. You can find me at the United City FM pretty much most weekday afternoons, 3 till 5pm over on Twitch. And I actually really enjoy it and love it. And actually, back to Mac, back blooming promotions. I'll tell you a little bit about that next week on the pod, maybe. We'll see. But yeah, come and join us. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely it will. Absolutely.
What about you, Rich? Are we going to be doing anything retro-based this week?
Yep. I'll be wrapping up my first season of Retro Barcelona this week. Thanks, Mad Scientist. It's been really, really good fun. Retro Barcelona. And then once that's finished, back to What's the Story Former Glory, because I'm excited. I want to get back and finish the stories. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Twitch.tv/RichOwensFM. That's where you can find me. Click on that and watch me. It's good.
We have another good selling of yourself. Good. Well,
I know. I know, right? It's honestly, I would say of the four of us, I make the best retro database content on Twitch. And I'll say that with my whole chest. I think that's fair. There you go. So probably true. I mean, it would be unless any of you also did it. Good. There we go. Happy days. That was a good podcast. I'm going to put it out there. I had a good time today. And lads, thank you all for joining me for that.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. It's been lovely. You know, it's nice that we all get to get together at the same time. It's nice. It's a nice feeling. It's a nice feeling. So I appreciate all of you. It's been lovely. But that wraps up another episode of Football Manager Therapy. Quite astutely, I think. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. However you are consuming this podcast, we appreciate you enormously. And we will see you next time. Take care. Love you lots. Bye-bye.